Today on a special edition of Crispy Critics, we spike our hair and get punky with Mike Jones. First, we've got the latest from NYC noise rockers Vivian Girls, and then some true punk from Chicago band The Bomb. And Jonesy brings us his interview with Jay Bentley from Bad Religion. All that coming up on Crispy Critics, right here on your sound alternative, KVSC.
Think of life without music, silence the whole day long. Ears that don't hear rhythm, words without a song. Just don't know what to do, how could I live out?
And hello and welcome to another edition of Crispy Critics, right here on KVSC. And as we mentioned, it's a special edition today, punking it out a little bit, and I bring in my other good friend, I suppose, Mike Jones. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to be back after a week off where Sue Johansson talked about sex and kind of got everybody all in a tizzy around here.
Everybody
at KVSC.
Hugs and pictures. And
yeah,
all that
hugs
stuff.
And pictures. And I hear there were some very interesting demonstrations at her talk, but that's really for another time. We have a special show again, as mentioned at the top, for you today. Punk music, or punk-ish music, which is actually where we start. Vivian Girls is the band. It's their second release, Everything Goes Wrong, on In the Red Records. And In the Red, it definitely is. But it's also an interesting entry into the musical landscape, because it's one of those albums that was recorded in a very short period of time. And Vivian Girls have a tendency to do this. Their first CD was recorded in, I believe, 3 days. This one in only 6, and most of the tracks were done in one take, and I was the guy who reviewed it here for KVSC, so I'll start off the conversation here with looking at a little bit that notion of the difference between the effort and the quality of the output. Like, a lot of people would think that art is something that takes a lot of time, and people would consider music some kind of art. And so art that takes a lot of time is being kind of the best art. But at the same time, there's stuff like Vivian Girls, where they put out very messy, admittedly, but also very good music done in a very short period of time. And I think, Mike, you can relate to this as a big punk guy. I mean, it's noise rock that the Vivian Girls do.
It's not totally punk, but it's more almost punk-ish.
Yeah.
Just like noisy, trashy, like garage rock.
Yeah, and that kind of very simple, very straightforward, very low production value aesthetic, I think you can appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's what you're looking for, so that's what you're going to want. Like, that's what you expect from them.
Yeah, that's what we'd hope for. But that's, you know what? Very short show today. Very simple discussions we got to have to go with our very short and simple punk songs. We don't have a whole lot of time. So we're going to get right into it here with Vivian Girls. Again, the album is Everything Goes Wrong on In the Red Records. The song we're going to listen to is Survival, right here on your sound alternative, KVSC, on Crispy Critics.
We'll be right back.
And there was music there from Vivian Girls right here on Crispy Critics on your sound alternative, KVSC, the song off of their album Everything Goes Wrong on In the Red Records was called Survival. And as we move on here on Crispy Critics, we're going to take a listen to some, well, first talk about, but then take a listen to some music from Chicago band The Bomb. And Mike, you know more about this than I do, so I'm going to let you handle the intro.
Well, The Bomb, they're a Chicago-based punk rock band. They actually perform regularly in Chicago and Minneapolis, not really our hometown, but close, you know. It's like a step away, you know.
Like a surrogate hometown.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But the album is called Speed is Everything, and it actually features Jeff Pizzati from Naked Raygun. He does the vocals and plays bass in the band, and John Maxwell on guitar, and Paul Garcia on drums.
Does that mean something? I don't know who Paul Garcia is.
I'm not 100% sure, but I know the band features members of the Methadones and another band that I'm not really sure at the moment.
Okay, but the important thing is that they're kind of like a supergroup of sorts within the punk world. I mean, I'll admit, I confess no knowledge of this band or of any of the names you've mentioned so far, but like it's good though, isn't it? I mean, I thought so.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Nice short songs between 2 minutes and 2.5, 3 minutes, a couple longer songs on the album, but can't blame them for that. But
well, if there's one thing I know about punk, it's that, yeah, short songs are key, but there's always one that stretches out into 3-minute territory.
Yeah, but it's still a shame,
but it can still be good.
Yeah, it can
be. Good longer songs. I mean, come on.
And they released, like, their first debut album in 1999, so they're not that old of a band, but...
But they've been around a little, I mean, and because of the other experience that the guys have, yeah. Yeah, 10 years is nothing to sneeze at. You know,
that's
a legitimate
great
time.
That's great.
But it did, so yeah, so it's a really good release. I mean, Zach seemed to really like it in his review.
It's on the No Idea record label, and they've had some great artists on there. They've had like Against Me, Me First, the Gimme Gimmes, whole bunch of great bands like Strike Anywhere.
Yeah,
they have a very
names that even I recognize.
Yeah,
you know, a broad range a little bit. If you're around here at KVSC at all. For punk shows, you know, you're going to know some of those names.
Even the Dillinger Four, the Minneapolis band, yeah.
There you go.
Crass.
Just a band. But anyway, so I guess we're going to get into a song here. So what we got?
We're going to hear track number 7 off the Bomb, Speed is Everything. It's their third release, actually. So they've had a couple. But the track's going to be called Integrity. So here it is.
Right here on Crispy Critics and your sound alternative, KVSC. There was music there from The Bomb right here on Crispy Critics on KVSC. The album is Speed is Everything on No Idea Records, and the song you heard was called Integrity. And Mike, we were talking before the show, and you said that you were here to do two things, or one of two things, chew gum or interview Bad Religion. So which is it?
Well, I forgot my gum, so it must be Bad Religion.
All right, let's take a listen to that interview, shall we, with Jay Bentley,
correct,
who plays electric bass guitar for Bad Religion?
You got it.
There we go. Right here on Crispy Critics on KVSC.
Hello, my name is Mike Jones. I got to go to the Vans Warped Tour this year for the 15th anniversary and meet some amazing members of some amazing bands. I talked to a lot of different bands, but a few stuck out in my mind, just like this one. I got to talk with Jay Bentley from Bad Religion. If you don't know who Bad Religion is, shame on you, but let me inform you just a little bit about them. Well, Bad Religion is an American punk rock band. Greg Graffin and Jay Bentley, who are currently with the band, are two of the members that actually started the band in 1980. Bad Religion are often credited for leading the revival of punk rock and inspiring several punk bands during the late 1980s, as well as influencing a large number of other punk and rock musicians throughout their career. In the 29 years since its start, Bad Religion has had numerous lineup changes. Bad Religion has currently released 14 studio albums, 2 EPs, and 3 compilation albums, and 1 live recording and 2 DVDs. The 1988 album, Suffer, has been regarded by some critics as the most important punk album of all time, although it was not charted on Billboard. Bad Religion rose to fame with their 1993 album, Recipe for Hate, which reached number 14 on Billboard's Heat Seekers chart, marking the highest initial charting album in the band's career. Their next album, Stranger Than Fiction, features the band's well-known hit singles, 21st Century, Digital Boy, and Infected. It was also highly successful, becoming the only Bad Religion album to obtain gold status in the U.S. In 1994, Bad Religion declined in popularity due to poor record sales and continued the release of The New America in 2000. So, let's get down to it. Here is the exclusive interview with Jay Bentley from Bad Religion on 80.1 FM, KVSC.
Hey, brother Christian, with your high and mighty Aaron, your action speaks so loud, I can't hear a word you're saying. Hey, sister, bleeding hard with all of your compassion, your labors do the hurt, but can't assuage temptation. Science with your perfect rules of measure, can you improve this place with the data that you gather? Hey, Mother Mercy, can your laws be improved forever? Is your fecundity a trammel or a treasure? And I wanna conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty, our cleanliness and toil, promote equality and all of my decisions with a quick wink of the eye. And God, you must be joking. Did you see your children cry when you left them at the station? Hey, moral soldier, you've got righteous proclamations and precious stones to fuel your pulpy conflagrations. And I wanna conquer the world, give all the idiots a brand new religion, put an end to poverty and cleanliness and toil, promote equality and all of my decisions. I want to conquer the world, expose the corporates and beat them to the children.
We started out with Jay explaining what he plays in the band and how they got started as Bad Religion. Then we go into the DIY or do-it-yourself attitude that is a big part of a band just starting out.
My name is Shane Bentley. I play the electric bass guitar in Bad Religion. Well, when we started, this was never going to happen. In 1980, something like this was never possible. I think there's a there's an element of the do-it-yourself attitude that has sort of been replaced with the do-it-for-me attitude. But there's still a lot of bands that, unfortunately, because of MySpace, the bands that do it themselves are in direct competition with 100,000 other bands. And in 1980, if you made a record, you were one of the few bands that had an actual product. You had something to give to people. Now it's pretty much, it's just open game. So the best part of all of that crap is you better come out on that stage and be pretty good, because record sales don't mean T-shirt sales don't mean you have to prove yourself out on that stage in front of those people who think you might be good because they heard your song on MySpace. That's cool. That's a good thing. Everywhere's a great place to tour, because if two people show up, I'm humbled by the fact that anybody's ever even heard of our band. So, you know, being afforded the opportunity to go out on the road and play music that you've worked on and written in front of people that could be spitting on you and throwing bottles is still rad, because you're not in the garage anymore. You've actually made it out onto a stage somewhere, and everywhere is great. Everywhere is great except Greg Rappin's garage.
Well, I'm not making hate, so could it be Hastings making me? What's time but a thing to kill or keep a fire or lose a living? I gotta go faster, keep up the pace, just to stay in the human race. I could go supersonic, the problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? When I need to sate, I just accelerate into oblivion. Into oblivion. Yada, 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 yada. Now here I go again, everything is alien. How does it feel to be outstripped by the pace of cultural change? My future senseless and rendered meaningless when measured in the pain. I could go supersonic, the problem's chronic. Tell me, does life exist beyond it? What I need to sate, I just accelerate into oblivion. I won't lie, it's exciting when I try to decide things. I just wanna live
Jay if the stereotype of politics and punk applies to a band with the name Bad Religion. He goes on to explain the message behind their album, Empire Strikes First, and the crossed out cross symbol they so often use with their band.
I think for a lot of years, politics and punk rock kind of went hand in hand. It didn't necessarily mean that you had to understand politics, but that seemed to be what punkers were rallying against, and they might not even have known why. A lot of people put us into that political spectrum as the Dead Kennedys or even Anti-Flag. And I was always quick to point out, we're a socio-political band. We don't really talk about politics, and especially American politics, because it's boring. We talk about human issues, so it doesn't really matter whether you're in Des Moines, Iowa, or somewhere in Afghanistan. If you're a sentient human being and you wake up in the morning, you have kids, and you worry about how they're going to get fed and their schooling, and you know, if you have a job, you're worried about your job security. It doesn't matter where on the planet you're from. You're a human being. So we've always questioned, what is it that drives us to be so you know, we're really awful creatures as humans, mean and spiteful and vindictive. And so those are the things that we looked at, and that has nothing to do with politics. The Empire Strikes First was one time where we said, look, generally speaking, this administration is a super pile of And it's, if there was ever a time to kind of step up and say, this is not cool, this is, you know, we're in unmitigated territory of just basically telling the world to go itself, and we're going to do what we want because you can't stop us. It was just an important moment to maybe stand up and say, that doesn't apply for all of us. A lot of us don't feel that way. So that record was, while not entirely political in the point where you could actually say there's a name and a reference to a human being, it was a good platform for us to leap off and go into things like Punk Voter and do a lot of interviews where, you know, we'd open the door to political discourse and say, how can you think that this is right? And it's always a good place to start. It's the same with our t-shirt. Like, we make this cross-dresser t-shirt, and it's like, I got in a fight at school, they kicked me out of the mall. I said, but see, those are knee-jerk reactions to your shirt. What you're really hoping for is for someone to come up and say, what does that mean? What does it mean to you? And now all of a sudden you're talking.
He continued on to talk about how bands don't speak their mind anymore.
Most artists/musicians now, musicians aren't in the frame of mind to be outspoken because it would jeopardize their contract. Their managers tell them, don't say anything. We were out on the Warped Tour. On that 2004 Warped Tour, there were so many bands that weren't talking about anything to do with what was going on. And I just look at them and go, you're scared. You're scared of losing what you think is important to you. And that's not, to me, really what this kind of music was about. You should be up there rallying against everything that's going on. But it seems to me that you just want to make sure that you're selling more shirts and keeping everybody happy. Don't stir the pot. Stir the pot. Really. That's what music is for. We're the canary in the coal mine, you know, but, you know, in the last 25 years, music has become a job. You know, you no longer have so many people that want to play music because they love it. You have guys that are starting bands and thinking, like, this is going to be my career. It was never a career opportunity. It's just something to do with the Wednesday night. Let's get together and go jam. If this, you know, this is a hobby gone crazy. There's a lot of people that don't want to lose that.
Finally, we talked about how the new fascination with punk music has changed the message people receive and the way people get the music.
I think for a lot of bands, and, you know, given the new popularity of alternative/punk rock music, a general interpretation would be that 14-year-old girls don't really care about politics. What they care about is hearing songs about boys. and these emo boys want to sing songs about how their girlfriend broke their heart. So at what point do you stop and say, oh, and by the way, politics suck? You're not really in a proper frame to do that. So, you know, it really takes the bands like Anti-Flag, like the Bouncing Souls, like Gallows, to come out here and tell it like it is. There really are very few punk rock bands left. Very few. You know, it's business now. It's major label business, major management business, and, you know, why mess things up? That's not really my job. You know, I mean, you can write a song and you put that song out into the ether. You just send it out into the ether, and what happens to it when it's gone is none of your business. If people get it, great. If they don't get it, great. It's not really anything other than a concept. It's certainly not the end-all be-all. You know, if I were going to take that attitude, I wouldn't be playing music. I would be looking for a cure for cancer. Because that's, you know, I'm a bass player in a rock band. So it'd be hard for me to sit here and say, what I do is really important. Because it's not.
Thanks to Jay Bentley, the electric bass guitar player from Bad Religion, for sitting down with us. And thank you, Mike, for going and getting that interview. And that's going to wrap up our punk show today on Crispy Critics. Mike, your first show, punk as well. How was it?
It was awesome. It was so gnarly. It was like just awesome. I don't know.
Whoa.
It's like.
All right. That's going to do it for us this week. See you next week. Up next, Diversions on KVSC.
See you in the pits.